from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're taking you right up to noon, then we will hand it off to D'Lo and KC. I believe D'Lo will be in with us, hanging out in about 40-ish minutes. 40 or 45 minutes.
Okay.
He's going to hang out with us today. Keon Ellis. Very good again last night. 14 points, 3 of 5 from beyond the arc. 8 deflections, Mike Brown said after the game.
Yeah.
Keon had 8 deflections, 3 steals. That is why he is our Jiffy Lube Fast Break player of the game. I was going to do this at the end of the segment, but I was going to forget if I did that. So we're giving away a $100 Jiffy Lube gift certificate, and we are entering you for a chance to win a Sacramento Kings jersey. All you have to do is go to ESPN1320.com. Oh, excuse me. Keon is not the Jiffy Lube Fast Break player.
I was like, he was
game.
Yesterday's Fast Break player.
That
of the
was
game.
Yesterday.
Yep.
We'll get to Keon in a second. He was not your Jiffy Lube Fast Break player of the game. Harrison Barnes was. Go to ESPN1320.com. You're going to go to the contest page. It is right there front and center. You click on that, and you're going to enter the code word HB. HB is what we're looking for Harrison Barnes. 23 points last night, 7 of 11 from beyond the arc, 12 fourth quarter points, and knocked down every key three that kept the Lakers from really ever getting back in that game last night.
Yeah, it was like dagger.
Huge dagger. Shot after huge shot, yeah, for Harrison.
Yeah, absolutely
that
spectacular.
Was great to see.
His confidence was like just like, wow, like what is happening? And again, it leaves you thinking, like, why do we not see that more often? Like, but hey, there's only one ball, Kyle.
I guess. I don't know. He's just, it's less about, I don't think it's a coincidence that a starter has been out the last two games and Harrison Barnes has been really good offensively the last two games.
Yeah.
But I do think that there are more opportunities for him to be effective like that. And you, maybe it's because Keon Ellis isn't as offensively, what's the word I'm looking for? Offensively offense-minded?
Offensively, like, aggressive or doesn't demand shots. Like, Keon Ellis is perfectly, if he averaged 8 shots a game for his career, he'd be, as a starter, he would be perfectly happy.
Yeah. So he's not as offensive-minded, which opens up the door a little bit more for Harrison Barnes with the starting five, but that's the kind of player I want to see every night. Just the aggressiveness, knocking down shots, not passing up open looks to try and put the ball on the deck. I thought he was very, very good last night.
Yeah, I agree, Kyle. And like, look, a lot of times when I watch the Kings and I'm seeing what they're doing, right, I talk about player archetypes. I talk about, like, again, like Kessler Edwards or Kaziak Paula. or man, you just keep going because they kept bringing in guys like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not the answer, mm-hmm. but what they are, they're placeholders that show you what a long athletic player looks like with this starting group or this group of players. Mm-hmm. Like they show you that if you can go get the player like that, that's better than, you know, just the scaled up version of,
yeah.
then will they fit? Will they not? And that's, I think when we watch Keon Ellis
mm-hmm.
start and all of a sudden the other four guys in the starting lineup all have big games. All of them are spectacular last night. Yeah. You know, again, you can like maybe not spectacular, but 21 points from Fox, 23 from Harrison Barnes, 19 from Keegan Murray, 17 points from Sabonis with a triple-double. That's the ingredient that you have to have. Now, whether you have to find a better version or not is up to Keon Ellis.
Yeah.
Like if Keon Ellis can keep growing and keep showing you that this is who he is and this is what he can bring every night, it does two things. Not only does it like provide you with like a new way of designing your roster and your rotation, but it also saves you a whole bunch of money because you just lock Keon up for nothing. Mm-hmm. Like he's on a league minimum deal for the next 3 years. After this, like it's like
that's so wild, free.
Bro. It's like a free player, right? And that's part of roster construction. But I think it's also you're getting a glimpse into what the Kings have to have. It's again, whether it's Keon or it's someone else, it has to be a 3-and-D player because what it does is unlocks Harrison Barnes. Mm-hmm. It unlocks Keegan Murray. It unlocks, you know, De'Aaron Fox to be more free. I asked Fox last night about, you know, not having to defend the toughest mm-hmm. guy for the entire game on the perimeter because you have Keon next to you. Yeah, it's a good thing. It does, like, but it you don't want to take away from what Kevin Herter's done as well. And Kevin brings something different to the table as a player too. And you've got to figure out ways to keep everybody engaged. And maybe Keon is the future. I don't know. But what we're seeing right now from him, I mean, the fact that he's 6-0 as a starter, okay.
What are we doing? What are we doing here?
I get it, Kyle.
We have been talking all year about consistency and defense and energy and they need more dogs. Like that's been the whole thing. It's Keon. He's there. It's him.
He's right there.
It's number 23. He's there.
The guy.
Start him. Like, dude, start him. I understand. Okay, it's a delicate process because starting is a big deal.
Yep.
Not every player takes to the idea of, hey, you know what? Hey, we're going to put you in a bench role. We're going to limit your minutes. Also, you're not going to start. Also, you're probably not going to close. But hey, you're still an important piece of this team. That's a hard conversation to have.
Oh, yeah.
And I understand why NBA players who have a mindset that allows them to have the drive necessary to be a professional athlete, they are built different. Mentally and physically. And to be told, hey, come here, player X. I'm not even going to name anybody. Player X, come here. We're going to limit your role because we think we have somebody better who's going to help us win. Our winning, it depends upon you playing less. Like, that's hard, dude. That's tough. And I get it. But they're 6-0 when he starts.
But
And it's not like, ooh, hey, they snuck that one out. I don't think it's a coincidence that their two best games of the year, by a lot, have come when Keon Ellis is starting.
I get you, but we're also talking about six starts over 65 games.
Sure.
We're not talking about six starts in a row. He did that earlier. He had like four starts in a row and they won all four.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Their winning streak this season is with Keon Ellis playing. You remember what happened was before they go on the win streak, they lose a bad game. I think it was in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And Keon Ellis came in and was great in the fourth quarter. So he gets a look because somebody got hurt, fills in, and does the same exact thing where he's just a super important player.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. And it's possible that Keon eventually does start here. Mm-hmm. But I also, like, I understand what Mike Brown is saying when it's like, look, you have to look at the pluses and minuses of every player and what Kevin provides does matter. And on top of that,
you're just throwing names out. Okay, I wasn't gonna name anybody.
Well, I mean, if you're starting him, like Mike was clear. He's like, look, if people out there want me to start him over Kevin or Keegan or Harrison, I don't know that we're there yet, but we could get there. And the fact is that if you decide to pull the plug on the Kevin Herter as a starter, because you're not pulling the plug on your 2'6'8" forwards.
Sure.
But if you are going to pull the plug on Kevin Herter, what damage does that do to Kevin Herter? Mm-hmm. And so if it's not just a straight swap out. Like right now, Keon Ellis, you can just keep bumping Keon Ellis's minutes up. And that's going to be what Mike will continue to say until Mike can't. Until he has to, like, okay, look, it's Keon.
It's Keon time.
It's Keon time, and like...
Okay, I get that. And we'll hear from Mike Brown coming up in a bit, because he talked about this last night, and I think he makes a fine point, but we're there now. Just for me, we're there.
I don't disagree.
And I get that, I know that Mike Brown has so many more things to deal with than a dummy behind a microphone does. Like I get that.
Yep.
But it's also really, really hard to watch the Kings the last two nights be as dominant as they've been and play with the energy that they've played with and close the games the way they have and solve ostensibly every single problem that we've talked about throughout the year. It's really, really difficult. And I know that several factors go into that. I get it. But it's really hard to not look and go, hey, I see a common denominator.
No, I get you. I just, my point will always be that a head coach, more than anyone else, knows the vibe, knows the pulse of his team. And there could come a point where this does happen. And it could be that Kevin Herter misses another game and Keon gets another start. They go 7-0 and all of a sudden you're starting to feel, okay, there's no way to go back at some point. Mm. Okay, maybe that's it. Especially if you look at their previous win streak and then you go on a 3-game win streak with Keon Ellis being like a player. We'll see.
Last thing on this. Keon Ellis has played, this isn't even about starting, 16 games this year. Keon Ellis has played 14 or more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings are 12-4 in those games.
Yeah.
Including 6-0 in his starts.
I'm telling you, he brings
good freaking player,
a different energy to the court.
Yep.
Just straight up.
No doubt. All right. I'm going to keep banging the Keon Ellis start drum. Just FYI. Buckle up.
Buckle up.
It's going to keep coming. I got some 49ers notes and some really, really funny sound from Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta when he was asked about the Deebo Samuel trade rumors. We will hear that next. We'll hear from Mike Brown. And then I have a fun game to play in the final segment as well. Stay tapped into the Insiders on ESPN 1320.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
All right, we've got it squared away. The Jiffy Lube Fast Break Player of the Game is Harrison Barnes. The code word is now HB.
HB.
ESPN1320.com. Go to the Jiffy Lube Fast Break contest page. It's right there. You go to the website and click right in the middle of the page. You can't miss it. And enter the code word HB for Harrison Barnes. 23 points. 12 in the fourth quarter, 7 of 11 from beyond the arc. Really good game for Harrison Barnes last night, and helped slam the door on the Lakers as they tried to claw their way back into that one.
Here's an interesting stat, Kyle. Since the All-Star break, Mike Brown has brought this up. Sacramento Kings are now fourth in offensive rating, 119.5, and they are 7-4 since the All-Star break. Here's something crazy, though. Defensive rating, they're 115.4, and their net rating with the last two wins has jumped to a plus 4.2.
Since the break. Nice.
Their defensive rating since the break is moved up to number 22, where it was around 26 before the last couple of games. So
yikes.
Maybe, that's Keon Ellis in the starting lineup. It has a huge impact on this team, without any question. So, it's good stuff.
Let's put a pin in the Keon Ellis stuff briefly. We will definitely get back to it. I want to play this Mike Brown sound we have And I also want to make sure that we play this fun game that I have about last night's win over the Lakers for Sacramento, 120-107, the final there. a couple of 49ers related notes, 49ers offseason related notes. So number one, Eric Armstead, Sacramento legend, was officially released yesterday. Shortly after the start of the new league year, the 49ers announced that Armstead had been released. It allows them to save some money against the cap this year instead of saving like $2 million this year with a $25 million dead cap. They spread out that dead cap hit over the next couple of years, and they save $18 million against the cap this year, but that relief doesn't come until June 2nd.
Okay.
So it doesn't really factor into immediate free agency, but it does give them some flexibility, particularly when it comes to extending Brandon Ayuk. That's where that could matter, depending on the structure of the contract. It gives them a little bit more flexibility in how they want to do that deal, or how Ayuk may want to do that deal. So that'll be something to watch. Shout out to Eric Armstead, man.
Great run.
Excellent, excellent career with the 49ers.
And an excellent, excellent human being.
Just a really, really good person.
Yes.
And somebody that he's always going to, I think, be, I don't know, just, I hesitate to say this because I don't know his plans, but I imagine he will be one of those people that always comes back to Sacramento. And will always be around and helping in this community because that is just what he's done. I think you could contend that as good as he's been on the field, as excellent as he has been on the field as a first round pick, 33 and a half sacks, 116 games, dealt with some injuries early in his career. And then for four seasons, while the 49ers were really on the rise, became a model of durability, didn't miss a game for 4 years, led the team in sacks in 2019. In the last couple of years has been a really, really important part of their defense transitioning. There's a lot of things that Eric Armstead's that player that, you know, if I'm lucky enough to have kids someday, they'll look and go, well, if you look at his stats, like the stats weren't amazing, but it's like, dude, that doesn't reflect the impact he had, particularly on the field. And it definitely, as you said, as good as he's been on the field, he's been somehow better off of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is like a guy who lived up to expectations. Man. And for a team that has had a lot of top-tier picks not live up to expectations, and he's been a fixture here in this community. His father is a complete fixture in the Sacramento community, has been for decades. And look, I wish the best for him, but I think we all knew that this was coming.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even need to get to the end of the season. You could look at it at the beginning of the season and know that one of the first cap hits was going to be right here. And I wish that there was a way they could work something out and brought him back at a more reasonable rate that would make sense for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the way it works all the time in the NFL. Yeah. And I hope that he finds his contract. He'll be back here in Sacramento. This is home. Yeah. He's not going anywhere.
And he's going to be one of those players who signs with, maybe it's the Browns. I know Matt Barrows from The Athletic last night said to watch for the Bills. It wouldn't shock me if he winds up with a team like the Rams or the, like, he's the kind of player that the Ravens go sign.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Chiefs. And everybody goes, they got Eric Armstead for who let what?
Yeah.
That's the kind of player he's going to help a team for sure. His career is most certainly not over. He's still only 30, and he's still got, I think, a lot of good football ahead of him. So best of luck to Eric Armstead, man. Heck of a career with the 49ers. The other thing that happened yesterday was we talked a little bit during the show, right before our program started, Eric Kendricks. Former All-Pro linebacker, spent, I believe it was 7 years with the Vikings, maybe eight, and then spent a year with the Chargers, was going to sign with the 49ers, agreed to a deal. It later came down that he backed out of that deal to go join his former defensive coordinator and head coach, Mike Zimmer, who is now the defensive coordinator in Dallas.
Mm.
So he'll be hanging out in the second level for the Dallas Cowboys instead.
It's a tough look.
Yeah. This happens sometimes.
It does.
Congratulations to the Cowboys. They got a win over the 49ers. It's big time for them. No, that's a tough. I mean, what this does for San Francisco is it immediately launches linebacker back up their list of needs, because if you were going to start Eric Kendricks while Dre Greenlaw is out, it's like, man, you're doing all right. Like, Kendricks is a good player, really reliable tackler. At one point was one of the best coverage linebackers in the league. He's fallen off a little bit there as he's gotten into his 30s, but still a fine player who would be really good next to Fred Warner. And now all of a sudden the Niners need linebackers again.
Yeah, they're going to have to either find one here on the open market just a stopgap, or they're going to have to address it during the draft.
Yeah, so they drafted two guys last year, D. Winters from TCU and Jalen Graham from Purdue. And both of them profile as like, oh, those are guys that the 49ers have been able to develop and turn into starters. But Jalen Graham, I don't believe, played a game last year. Mm. He was a healthy scratch. And if he did play a game or two, he was only special teams. And then D. Winters was largely a special teams guy. It's like, you can't lean on that. The second level is just way too important for what the 49ers do defensively. They have to go get, I mean, maybe it's just re-signing Oren Burks or Demetrius Flanagan-Fowles and trying to run it back with that group. Mm-hmm. But that makes me nervous. I think you got to do more.
Yep. So,
yeah, Eric Kendricks backing out of that deal. That is a really, really nice get for Dallas, and definitely hurts the 49ers defense. Okay. I have a fun game to play. And what was the other thing we had? Was that it?
I don't know.
Oh, Mike Brown on Keon Ellis.
Yeah.
And the difficulty of making changes to the starting lineup. We will hear that next. And I believe D'Lo from D'Lo and Casey is going to be in today. We're hanging out with you until noon, and then D'Lo and Casey will take over right here on ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh. Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
I'm Kyle Madsen. He's James Hamm. We are rocking with you until noon on Sacramento Sports Leader. I want to remind everybody that if you only get to catch part of the show, or if you wanted to revisit something, or maybe you just want to go back and listen again, you can download the podcast of this show. We upload each hour. We upload clips. We upload the full show. However you want to consume it, we've got it for you. You can go and find the James Hamm and Kyle Madsen Show. That's what it's called. For a while, we had a very generic logo. We had some folks behind the scenes pulling some strings. Shout out to D'Lo. And got Damian Barling, not D'Angelo Russell. The real D'Lo. Shout out to the real D'Lo. Got our logo, our actual Insiders logo, this one right here, on the podcast. The James Hamm and Kyle Madsen Show.
Mm-hmm.
Download and subscribe. Of course, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, and help us out. Make sure you're checking out everything we're doing here at ESPN 1320. And while you're there, make sure to subscribe to the D'Lo and KC podcast as well. Don't ask me why they had to call it the James Hamm and Kyle Madsen Show.
Yeah, I mean, like, look,
it was
I had
whole thing.
I had this same silly shenanigans when I was at NBC. Like, it was the Kings Insider podcast,
mm-hmm.
and then it changed to the Purple Talk podcast. I don't know who...
That sounds like a weed podcast.
I don't know who exactly, like, storyboarded that one or worked... It just, like, they're like, hey, your podcast is now called this. And it was like, okay, well, that's dumb.
Welcome to the Purple Talk Lavender. Welcome to the, like, Purple Talk podcast. Like, Lavender.
Like, for a group that, like, thrives on SEO, like, to not have the name Kings in the name, I don't quite get. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Purple Talk podcast.
I don't even want to talk about it, Kyle.
Okay.
Because it got to
you
a
don't
point
purple
where
talk about it?
It got to a point where they didn't want to do the magazine show. What is it called? You know what are they?
Chronicle Live?
No, like the
shout out to Chronicle Live.
No, the whatever they do, the magazine show that they do for the Warriors and the Kings and all that stuff. Like, it's not like
I've got nothing for you.
That's what they call it. It's like the whatever, like they keep doing they interview players or
King Central?
Yeah, King Central. Yeah. Right. So they got so budget conscious that they wouldn't even just do a standard King Central. They would just send a camera crew out to record me doing a podcast with Doug and with a guest. So the Purple Talk podcast got turned into King Central for two years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's weird. Like, it is what it is.
Anything else? You good?
No. I would have liked to have had a producer, like, full time for it. Like, there's always like this, like, oh, come on now. Like, what's happening?
You good? No.
Mm. Yeah, I'm good.
Keon Ellis now 6-0 as a starter, which
6-0.
It begged the question after the Kings moved to 5-0 with him in the starting lineup. Mike Brown got asked at his post game presser, like, hey, is he going to start? Is Keon going to start? And he more or less is like, no, you know, it's kind of, you know, there's a lot that goes into that and blah, 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 blah. Well, Matt George asked last night, you know, what kind of goes into that? And this became a topic of discussion during the press conference. Here's what Mike Brown had to say about the process of changing the starting lineup and the difficulty of that.
There's a lot that goes into it. It comes down to feel. You know, Kevin gives us a lot too. And, you know, does it make us better with Kevin or Keegan or HB coming off the bench just to start Keon? I don't know. I don't have that feel yet. You know, you can always bring Keon in the game early. Keon can still average 20, 25 minutes a game if need be. And so, kind of like Malik, it can give us the luxury of, A, obviously finishing the way we want to finish, but playing different lineups based on the flow of the game, because we might go out there and the flow of the game might be in our favor with whoever's starting. Okay, let's ride with that.
okay, they want to make a run or they want to do this. You know, you got Malik, you got Keon, you got Davion coming off the bench, and it just adds to what is already a very, very good bench.
That audio is courtesy of James Hamm. Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate you.
I was there.
You were there. Follow James Hamm at James_HammNBA on Twitter and subscribe to the Kings Beat at thekingsbeat.com and the Kings Beat podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, anyways, he said two things there. One, he said, I don't have that feel yet. I don't have that feel about every, you know, is it better with Keon as a starter or not? I do. I have it, Mike.
I can't, but
I got
that's,
you, dog.
That's where my point that, like, his 6-0 is over 65 games.
Right. Yeah, right.
It's not like today.
Yeah.
And Keon's been in and out of the lineup. Like, it's hard for him to separate himself from some of the other players.
No doubt.
And, I think he's done a really good job. He's been with the team the whole year. He hasn't gone to the G League.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't sent him down.
Yeah, he was on a two-way, but he wasn't two-waying.
Exactly.
He only one-wayed the two-way.
Well, he ran out of two-way games.
Right.
Or he was about to run out right at the trade deadline. And that's why they converted him after the trade deadline. So, mm-hmm. This is sort of the, when you're bringing along a young player, there's always going to be like this question about whether what you're seeing is real or not.
No doubt.
There's always going to be, I think some teams do a better job of bringing players into the fold than others. And, you know, sometimes it does come down to just having faith in a player, and not because you don't have faith in players. It's that you become really comfortable with the players that you do have faith in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, this team won 48 games last year with Kevin Huerter starting almost every one of them.
Yeah.
He was a huge piece to what they did. He was their third leading scorer. It's not just some player that was a one-off, and he was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I look at Mike, might not be as quick to pull the trigger as some other coaches.
Sure.
So a guy like Michael Malone, he has no choice. Even though he has a team that won the championship last year, he lost Bruce Brown. He lost Jeff Green. He's mm-hmm. got to go with, you know, Christian Braun, Brown, and he's mm-hmm. got to go with guys. What's the other?
Peyton Watson, mm-hmm.
and even Zeke Nagy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to go with those guys because that's what happens when your team hits a certain budget. When you have star players that eat up all of the money, then you have to figure out ways to manage the rest of your roster.
No doubt.
And so maybe Mike Brown is just a little more reluctant to change. That's okay. Right. That's just a feel thing.
Yeah, and I think there's another aspect to this. And again, coming at this from the standpoint of it's super easy for me or you or the chatty house or somebody listening to sit here and go, well, dude, start him. You're clearly better.
Yeah.
When Keon, but one of the things with this is, and this is a conversation we had a lot with Trey Lance and Kyle Shanahan. And should Lance start or not? This is a key aspect of this. Once you do that, you're committed.
Oh, you're pot committed.
You are fully, there's no going back from that. So yeah. Mike Brown now with, again, and this is something we touched on yesterday, this team's 11 over .500. This is not like, oh my God, they might miss the play-in, panic button, do something.
Mm-hmm.
This is, hey, you might be better with this guy in the starting lineup. All the stuff that you need in a game, he's providing it. And to Mike Brown's point, to kind of argue against myself here, and to your point, when you say, okay, Kevin Huerter, you're out of the starting lineup. Harrison Barnes, you're out of the starting lineup, whoever it is. Keon, you're starting now. That's it, moving forward. And if that move doesn't work, if your sample size of Keon Ellis minutes, it turns out, was not enough, and he doesn't actually consistently provide as a starter all these things that he's been providing the last couple of nights, you're hosed. You could wind up deep in the play-in where you're losing a play-in game and you're missing the playoffs. And now it gets turned around back on the coach. Now it's like, hey, why would you do that?
Look at that misstep that you did. Right, and then everybody who's piled on to start Keon.
Right.
They're the same people fire him.
Yeah, right.
Look at what he did.
Right.
He screwed up everything.
Right.
I mean, that's a delicate balance, man. And
it super is, dude.
it's not a simple decision. It's not a simple discussion. It's something that, like, it's an organizational decision. And I know D'Lo and D'Lo hates it when I talk about that. Like, these are organizational decisions. Mm-hmm. Like, well, he gives you a better chance to win. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, but what does that mean? Hey, look, if, like, the value of Kevin Huerter right now probably isn't at its all-time
high. It's definitely
not. No, but it's also, for some teams around the league, might go, like, look, maybe the situation just isn't right for him anymore. And the problem the Kings have is, like, you're on the hook for 16.8 and $18 million over the next 2 years with Kevin. Mm-hmm. And at some point, value does matter. Like, what his value is this summer, you have to consider that. And what does it mean if you're going to replace him with a guy who was literally on a two-way contract 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Like, that's what we're talking about. So, like, look, I think Mike said it best, like, the knee-jerk reaction. Like, yeah, Keon's had a couple of good games. And, yeah, some guys have had a couple of bad games. But you could also make the argument that up until last night that you could replace Keegan Murray in the starting lineup as well if you had somebody else.
He had a rough stretch for sure.
I mean, he had a rough stretch. Like, so who are you going to point fingers at today, and how is that going to react? How is that player going to embrace or not embrace the question and the move forward? I mean, how many people this season wanted Harrison Barnes replaced in the starting lineup? So many people in the chat that it's crazy. And why do you not do it? Because if you stay the course, sometimes it all works out in the end, that guys go back. They don't, you know, there's regression to the mean, and then there's also, like, the laws of averages.
Sure.
Like, guys figure out ways to get back to their who they were.
Progression, you know, to the mean.
Yeah, progression to the mean. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think that's a move I would go with, but I understand why Mike wouldn't. What I think we will see, and this is what he said a couple nights ago, I have to figure out ways to get Keon more opportunities. And so I think what we'll see is a little bit of a tweaked rotation going down the stretch here, where you do start seeing Keon with running with the starters, certainly, but probably not starting games, is how I think that's going to wind up going.
No, that makes sense to me. And, you know, the other thing I think we could also point to is that Kevin Huerter, usually when he misses a game, he rebounds pretty substantially.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, last time he missed a game, he missed a Philly game. He came back out the next night and had 26 and 10, shot 6 of 9 from three. Like, sometimes, like we talked about with Keegan, maybe sometimes taking a step back for a day clears your head and gets you right back in the right frame of mind. Look, whatever they decide to do, I'll keep saying this. Mike Brown is a spectacular head coach. Like,
doing a great job.
The Sacramento Kings, just for people who haven't been listening for the last, what are we talking, 38 years the Kings have been in Sacramento now. In all that time, this team has finished over 500 9 times. 8 of those came in one stretch under Rick Adelman. The only other time this team has ever finished over 500 in Sacramento was last season, and they're going to do it again. So anyone out there who, like, this is a good coach and you need to let him do what he thinks is best for the team right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, you can go back and dissect it and write your eulogy for the season, whatever you want. But you got to give a coach some leeway to coach his team the way that he wants.
Damian Barling in the building, everybody.
Damian Barling.
He's not here for the handoff just yet, but he will be. Damian, I'm going to loop you in on the fun game I have to play about the game last night.
Oh.
All right. James, to finish up that point, the Kings won their 38th game of the year last night.
Yep.
Mike Brown, of course, led the Kings to 48 wins last year. The Kings have hit 38 wins. So since their last playoff appearance in 05-06, the Kings had gotten to 38 or more wins twice.
Yeah, I've covered
Mike
2.
Mike Brown arrives.
Dave Yeager, 39 wins, and Mike Brown last year.
Yeah. They won 38 in 07-08, and they won 39 in 18-19. And they won their 38th game last night with 17 games to go.
Yeah.
That's where this whole Keon Ellis thing is a matter of, from Mike Brown's perspective, this is still a team that's 11 over, man. This is not dire circumstances, flip the switch, everything needs to change. Now, if they get in a playoff series, that is where I think we might see the Keon Ellis button get pushed if they go down, 0-2 in a series or something like that. But that is a much different circumstance than sitting here in the middle of March.
Yeah, I think we're at a point where you really have to have a pulse on the 18 guys that are in your locker room. And right now, they're close to 18 there almost every day. Yep. Like, with the G League guys are around a lot. Either way, the 15-man roster, you need to be very cognizant of what each person means to everybody else in the grand scheme of things. Mm-hmm. Not just on the court, but off the court, and how they'll react to something. And, like, look, sometimes pulling off the Band-Aid and like, making a tough decision is the right move. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that we know a whole lot less than the head coach of the Sacramento Kings about who should be starting and what the impact would be if you did make a change within the walls of that room.
It's the handoff. Damian Barling, D'Lo, and KC coming up here at noon. Would you like to talk about Keon Ellis starting, or would you like to play a game?
I'd like to do whatever you want. What's it? Let's do the game.
Okay, great. We've talked about Keon a lot today, and I'm sure
we're
going to
talk about Keon
on coming up on D'Lo and KC. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm gonna give you five good things that happened in last night's Kings game.
Okay,
their 120-107 win over the Lakers, and you guys have to rank them 1 through 5. But I'm not going to tell you what else is coming up. You have to decide in the moment whether you want to rank that the best at 1 or the least best thing at number 5. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So I'm going to tell you, Domantas Sabonis moves to 10-0 against Anthony Davis. He has never lost a game, never lost against Anthony Davis. Is that the best thing that happened last night? Number one? Or is that like number five? I'm like, yeah, it's a cool thing, but...
Without knowing the other four, right, it's probably like five.
Okay,
it's
number five.
It's like, that is great for us. Mm-hmm. That like and if there's even a sniff that Anthony Davis is all NBA and Domas is not,
woo,
we're pointing to this.
Woo.
Not just, I mean, we're talking 4-0 this year. We're talking 7-1 in the last 2 years, and the numbers are Domas has better assists, he has more rebounds. The only thing AD has is a Laker uniform and a handful more points.
Yeah,
like that of all of the things that happened last night. I again, without knowing the other ones, I'll go five.
Yeah, I'm going to say four. I think you're right.
Like one for the fans, though. That one might be one for the fans.
Oh, yeah.
But in terms
no.
of like legit importance, I'm going to go five.
Well, and it actually might mean something to Domas, because that might be the one thing that's gained traction for him this entire season.
Sure.
Nationally.
Yeah.
Like we're seeing like the Bleacher Report thing and all
that
stuff.
Shout out Kendrick Perkins.
Kendrick Perkins.
Perkins has been on that all season.
That was spectacular, his tweet.
Oh, it was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Shout out Big Perk. All right, Damian, you just alluded to this. The Kings moved to 4-0 against the Lakers this season, just their second time sweeping Los Angeles. First time they've done it since 2015-16. Where does that one rank for you?
Oh, man. I'm going to go, shoot. I think I'm going to go, two. I think I'm gonna go two.
Two.
I'm gonna go two because there's still a seeding race here.
Yeah.
And having beaten the Lakers four times means you got the games on them. Obviously, it means you got the tiebreaker on them. I'm gonna go conservatively two right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna say three.
Three?
Yeah, I get where you're at though. I mean, it was monumental. Like the game last night wasn't as much as the one before where you won the season series,
mm-hmm.
but then last night you just put them away. Like there's no way for them to catch you.
And you backed up, irrespective of the team they played, they backed up a great performance with another great performance.
For sure.
For the first time all year.
For sure. Might have been the best two games they've played in a row all season.
Let's do Harrison Barnes goes nuts. 23 points, 8 of 15 from the field. He was 7 of 11 from beyond the arc. 12 fourth quarter points, helped slam the door and close that game. Where does that one land?
That's a formula for winning, man. When Harrison plays like that, that's usually a really good sign for Sacramento. I'm getting nervous, but I'm going to go three.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go three right there.
I'm going to go two because I think it gave you a glimmer into what the Kings can look like with a defensive-minded player in the starting lineup.
Yeah. He's been really good defensively, and you see what they can do when he goes off offensively. Keegan Murray comes back into the starting lineup and lights it up after missing Wednesday night's game. a Tuesday night's game. 19 points, 11 boards, 3 assists. He was 7 of 13 from the field and 5 of 10 from beyond the arc wall, playing superb defense as well. Well, you have 1-4.
I'm down to 1-4.
Yeah, I'm down to 1-5.
I don't know what. I'm sniffing maybe a Keon Ellis thing.
Oh boy,
man, crap! I think I'm gonna go one.
Mm.
I think that might be the one. Like Keegan on the defensive end, hitting shots, being efficient, like grabbing rebounds, kind of doing everything. I don't like this game, but I think I'll have to do one.
I'm going 5 because I love what he did, but that's who he should be. And like, it doesn't have to be 19, but that's what I kind of expect. I love the rebound numbers. I love everything else. I need to see it every night.
This is the worst game ever.
I can't see it one game out of 5 or something. Like, he had a double-double last night, 19 points, 11 rebounds, like, yeah. Spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who are you on Saturday when things get really crazy against OG Anunoby and what about
tough Knicks team?
Yeah, what about Josh Hart? Are you is that what it is?
Grimy. Yeah. That's the word I'm using for that game. That is a grimy game.
Yeah,
that is New York hip hop in the 90s.
All right,
that's what James. You get that reference? Yeah. Going to be a grimy game against the New York Knicks.
All right, very quickly here. Last one. You mentioned it, D'Lo. Keon Ellis moves to 6-0. As a starter, 28 minutes, 14 boards, 14 points, 8 deflections.
Yeah, that's
according
amazing.
To Mike Brown.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that being ranked as 4. Like now, you know, with having the whole, I might have moved that up to 3. I don't know that I would shake too many things up now, knowing all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Keon being 6-0 is awesome. He was a huge part of what the Sacramento Kings have done, not just last night, but the last 2 nights.
Yeah.
And Mike has a task in front of him of making sure he gets significant minutes and that he's not getting put into the game like when things are out of control and he has to come in and try to save things. Like, there's got to be like a flow to the game when Keon enters it, man, because he's a difference maker for the Sacramento Kings, it feels like. He certainly has been this week, James.
20 seconds.
I'm really comfortable at 1 because I think this shines it gives Mike Brown every bit of whatever to say this offseason, I need more of this.
Well, okay.
I need more of who this guy is.
And that's what's going to open a lot of discussions that we're about to have.
Yeah.
James Hamm, you had Keon Ellis 1, Harrison Barnes 2, the season sweep of the Lakers 3, Domas 10-0 against Anthony Davis 4, Keegan Murray's big night 5, D'Lo, you went Keegan 1.
Yeah.
You had sweep of the Lakers 2, Harrison Barnes 3, Keon Ellis 4, and then the Domas 10-0 against Anthony Davis 5. Can't wait to hear your guys' discussion about that. I hope Kenny's okay.
Okay, Lake Show.
Kenny's great.
It's tough. Yeah, I know. It's kind of really fired up. Keon Ellis talk, lots of Lakers, lots of Kings coming up on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the Free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.